This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
And we're back on Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, and I know I've been excited this morning. I've been talking a lot about what I learned over the weekend with Dave Ramsey. Financial Peace Accelerated, the first ever class of that kind, a one-day cramming course in how to become debt-free, how to move forward in life, become an everyday millionaire. And a part of that is having the right job. You know, maybe you're okay with your job, but you're not making enough money to get that extra little something that you and your family needs to, you know, become an everyday millionaire. Maybe you don't like your job and you're afraid to step out from it. Sometimes what you need is somebody that can help get you there. And that's where Orlando Haynes comes in, because your title, sir, is Talent Acquisition Manager.
That is correct.
Your idea, your whole goal is to find the best people for the best job and to connect them. So right. Not only is it doing great things for companies, but great things for individuals. And you do that through Sykes, which is headquartered right here in the Tampa Bay area, right?
That's correct, Shreiner.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to how you got to Sykes and what you do for them, and now what you can do through them for our listeners. How did you get? Where did you get to? What steps did you take to get to today?
Absolutely. So I've been in talent acquisition for about 16 years now.
Right.
I originally started in New York. It was by circumstance. I was a candidate for a staffing firm who had me apply to a position and kind of walked me through the process.
So you had somebody mm-hmm. that was helping guide your talent.
Exactly.
There's an influence.
Exactly. So at the end of that transition, I wind up not getting the job. But 6 months later, that organization called me in for an internal position. I had no clue what talent acquisition was. Back then, it wasn't called in. It was just called recruiting.
Right.
This is just more of a fancy term. But I didn't know what it meant, what that business was. So I came into it, interviewed, wound up landing that position. And it's been a blissful time, successful time through that 16 years, transition.
Right. Now, but think about that. How often has anybody stayed in a job with a company for 16 years?
Right. It's rare. Right. I didn't do it myself. I've been in the industry that long.
Right.
But
right. Okay, I see what you mean. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely rare. When I see that, that's absolutely like a needle in a haystack when you see someone 20 plus years, 16 years. Even 10 years in a role nowadays.
Working just in a particular direction with a career.
Correct.
Now, I want to back up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Before you got into that, thank you for your service, because you served in the Navy and the Army National Guard, correct?
That is correct.
So what did you do in those positions?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
So in the Navy, I got in. The title was a aircraft mechanic and then a captain for the helicopters that I supported, but I wasn't a officer. I was a petty officer, which is still ranked, but I was working on AC-3 helicopters and A-6 jets, and then transitioned to, once I got out, I went to the Army National Guard because I still wanted to stay in training.
Right.
The ultimate goal was to go into the Marines, but when I knocked on the MEPS recruiting station, no one was there but a naval chief. He got me in, and the next you know, I was off to Great Lakes, Chicago. And then stayed in that cycle I did 4 years active, 4 years reserves.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you for that.
Appreciate
and then following that, you got into recruiting. You got into the talent acquisition position that you are today.
Correct.
So tell us about Sykes and what they do. Again, headquartered right here in Tampa Bay. This is a Tampa Bay business. That's why you're here, because part of what we do on this show is we want to showcase the people and the companies in Tampa Bay that provide product and services. So I have an open-door policy. So what does Sykes do?
Absolutely. So I'll keep it in layman's terms, because that's how I like to understand stuff.
Exactly.
Sykes is a global BPO / call center. So BPO is business process outsourcing, but we're a call center. So we support other global Fortune 500 organizations
and
supporting them on the back end with all their incoming calls.
Right. And that's, you know, we know how crucial customer service is. It's one of the first complaints that people have with a company. Well, I like this, but their customer service was horrible. So you try to bring in the best people to serve all these companies that work with you.
That is correct. That is correct. And the company itself expands in several sectors, particular out of the Lakeland location. We have telecom, healthcare, home security.
Okay.
So throughout globally, it's going to vary per customer.
How does the talent acquisition manager part of your job play into Sykes? What do you do for? How do you find people?
Yep. So day one, or should I say my day-to-day stuff, is really to manage the processes.
Right.
Because I want to make sure that the candidate experience coming through Sykes doors is enjoyable from a culture standpoint. So when they come in and meet with us, we're the first line of defense to kind of make sure that these people are good technically and cultural fit for the organization.
Right.
But to give them a good experience, whether they're selected or not, just to know that, you know, we're here, we're open, we're inviting, we're a great organization across the board. And then it's really to manage and kind of hire, plain and simple, hire as many people as possible because we're on a growth trajectory right now.
Right. Tell us about the growth of Sykes Enterprises then.
Right. So right here in, and I'll speak specifically to the Lakeland site again, we're hiring, I would say, well over 100 people by the end of this year. So the pace is pretty quick. But it's
exciting. Like you're hiring a new person every day.
You probably more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So tomorrow's October 1st. I just rounded it down a little. But
exactly.
Yeah, you're hiring at least one person a day.
At least. And today's not over, so someone will be hired
today.
People will be hired today, probably as we're talking now.
Right.
So yeah, it's a great time to come with the organization. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal culture from leadership down. We pride ourselves on our culture and making sure that we're building up our agents. Because plainly put, it's without the agents who are taking the calls and servicing our customers domestically and globally, you know, that keeps the lights on. So we want to make sure we're doing right by them.
Right. Well, because if you keep people involved, engaged, happy, if they're mm-hmm. making a living, if they're happy to come to work every day, they'll be a longer-term employee. The more they're there, the better they get. That's better customer service for the other side of it, the companies that you work with. So it's fantastic. As far as... how would somebody reach out to you if they wanted to interview for a position?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is it'll guide you specific to the Lakeland opportunities, which is jobs.sykes.com.
Okay.
Or you can call our main line, 863-680-6400.
Okay. Repeat that number one more time, mm-hmm. just in case.
863-680-6400.
I'm going to take a stab at the website for you. You said jobs.sykes.com, so J-O-B-S dot S-Y-K-S dot com.
S-Y-K-E-S.
Oh, I forgot the E. I was so
pop quiz for you.
I kept wanting to say skies, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And I forgot
don't
the E.
Don't worry about it.
Jobs.sykes. I knew better. Now I'm embarrassed by that because that was such a little. It's on his shirt right in front of me. Pat, I can't even read spelling.
It's the little things in life.
I know. But see, so I feel like I just failed the interview.
No problem.
I got a job. Now, I want to ask you this, too.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Have you ever interviewed somebody that didn't fit, but then you called back, like just like you had? Mm-hmm. How often does that happen that you go, okay, well, not here, and then that you call them back going, by the way, we have something else that we do want to hire you for?
Absolutely. Actually, that happens quite a bit, Shriner, because we're hiring from multiple accounts that we have now at the Lakeland location. They may not be a fit for one.
Right.
And then because what we do at the end of the day, our team will kind of rally together and make sure who we're selecting is the correct fit.
Right.
So I like to think it's called auditing the auditor. Basically, sell me why this person is great.
Or why not.
Oh, why not. Exactly.
You know, and then somebody else will go, yeah, but I think they would fit over
exactly.
here with what I'm trying to fill.
Exactly.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, the perception that, you know, so they go through a multiple-person process then?
It is. They'll come in and do, if they haven't done the application externally,
right.
they can come on site and do it. They'll go through various assessments, and then it's one-on-one interviews with myself and my team.
See, that's fantastic because that way maybe you botch one,
mm-hmm,
but then
mm-hmm.
you nail the next one. Then that gives you – so it's not like, you know, you got your one-shot first impression and you're done. You actually have the opportunity to relax and get comfortable because sometimes that's what gets you.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview process, it's that first one, the first person you talk to, you're nervous. You really want the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then having the opportunity to speak to multiple people whose personalities may gel better with you than another's
mm-hmm.
gives you the opportunity to shine.
Absolutely.
I'm really encouraged and excited about what you guys are doing over there in Lakeland right now.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to impact that community greatly with the hires that we're bringing on.
And again, we're talking at least like – if you hurry, maybe you can interview today.
You can. On spot.
You're trying to bring in 100 people by the end of the year at least. So that's mm-hmm. like one and change a day if you do the math. And that's very, very exciting. And again, it's jobs, jobs.sykes.com. Turn around. I want to read your shirt. jobs.sykes.com. And, of course, the 800 number?
863-680-6400.
863. Okay. So, fantastic. What else would you want to share about the company and what you're doing here in the Tampa Bay area?
Yeah, I think it's important to know that the Sykes mantra, you know, we help people one caring interaction at a time, is not just a term we use or just put it over our social media stuff. And I've joined the organization in January of this year, but loved it ever since. The camaraderie and the our interconnecting relationships that we have at that site amongst leadership and the team, it's different, right? So the folks that we hire on, we're going to see them every day. So we got to make sure it's a fun time for them when they come on board, and that they're going through the training process, everything that they have, they're equipped for success when they join our organizations, and that's across the board.
All right, and they can get all the information about the company, how to apply mm-hmm. if they're interested, through the website, which I have butchered once and gotten right once, jobs.sykes.com.
Absolutely.
You can call them, and then, you know, you could be the next great hire. And I love the fact that you're working this from two different angles. You have the companies that you are trying to support and the employees you are bringing on board to fill those positions. You have a tough job as managers to keep both ends of that equation happy.
We do. But the good thing is we're partnered with some great organizations that understand the culture. And when you when you're in this space, the call center space, it's crucial that the commonality of culture across the client you're serving mm-hmm. and the people that we hire truly kind of sync up. This way, there's no gaps in that. So we want to make sure everyone knows the reason and the why behind what we do for the client. And this way, everyone comes in and has a clear focus. This way, we succeed as a team.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Orlando, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that information with us today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Shannon.
Orlando Haynes with Sykes Enterprises, based right here in Tampa. Your whole job is connecting people that want to be employed with those that need employees so they can serve each other. A call center located in Lakeland is one of your biggest hire areas right now, with 100 people you want to hire before the end of the year.
Correct. And that address, if I can add, is yes. 1144 Griffin Road. We do on-the-spot interviews and on-the-spot conditional hires.
All right. So they're always, always looking for great new people. So if you're sitting there right now at home going, where am I going to look for a job? We just gave you everything you need. You could be hired by the end of the week.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much, Orlando. We'll keep spreading the message, because that's a big thing. I love jobs for people. I've been there without a job, and I know what that feels like. So go ahead to jobs.sykes.com. You can get more information there, and that is S-Y-K-E-S. Those are my initials, K-E-S. How did I get it wrong? Thank you so much for coming in. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.